Hey there, Odyssey fans. I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine.
And I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
Today, we're talking to someone whose name our listeners probably haven't heard before, but she's a vital member of the team and a huge part of getting each and every episode recorded.
And her name is...
Something we're going to hear after the latest news.
Oh.
Valentine's Day is just around the corner.
And if you've put off buying or making cards, don't despair. Adventures in Odyssey has you covered.
At our website, you can download Odyssey-themed cards for your friends and family. Each card even includes a link to a free episode download.
Plus, you can download a cut-and-fold Wooten mailbag, the perfect way to hold all your Valentines.
That's right. And it's all at witsend.org/valentines. And speaking of downloads, Album 66, Trial by Fire, is now available for download at our Focus store and elsewhere. Find links at our website.
You can listen to the whole album in the club, too. And if you haven't checked out the club yet, you can join now free for 14 days.
And remember, the club includes a Clubhouse magazine subscription, which featured new Odyssey Valentines this month, and lots of exclusive Adventures in Odyssey content comes in every issue.
Okay, now it's time to talk to that person who's really critical to the creation of every episode.
Whose name we can't mention because we want to keep you in suspense for 10 more seconds.
Right. Let's talk to the about-to-be-named Odyssey coordinator. Jennifer England, glad you could be with us on the podcast.
Thank you.
Well, you know, you've been in this role of coordinator for more than 9 months now. What has surprised you most about this job?
One of the most interesting things I found about this job has been how different voice acting is from other types of acting. So as we'll probably cover later, I've had some experience in theater and I've been around a lot of actors, but not that many voice actors. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoyed getting to study the art of voice acting. It is really difficult. In fact, I've performed in a lot of different ways. I've been a dancer, I've been a singer, I've been an actress. I would never want to be a voice actor. It is really hard.
What is it about it that's intimidating?
So they're communicating everything. They're walking, they're standing, their emotions. Everything comes out just through their voice. So you have to have a really good vocal range. You've got to be able to make your voice sound older or younger, do an accent. There's just a lot of different things that you need to be able to do with your voice that doesn't always come into play in other types of acting.
Well, let's talk right now about your background in theater. What did you do exactly, and how does that affect your job now?
Well, I started in theater in the great space of my living room
when I was
a young kid. So I was the oldest of six kids. I was the director, the writer, and the star of every theatrical production that we did.
But at least you had a full cast right there in the living.
I did. Right, yeah. And I mean, my siblings still talk about how I made them be in these plays, but they enjoyed it, I'm sure. And we would just perform for anyone we could, but we would actually charge our parents to come watch us. Like, they would have to buy tickets from us to see these wonderful performances. And then I actually kept going in theater in high school, and that's how I met my husband. The two of us met doing plays together. We were both homeschooled, so shout out to all the homeschoolers out there. Mm-hmm. And we were in a performing arts center for homeschoolers. We did theater throughout high school, and then after we were married, we started directing. I was also a choreographer, and then once we started having kids, I started moving to behind the scenes, and really, that was really great preparation for the job I have now, because mm-hmm. I got to see theater from all aspects.
Well, you know, you also started and ran a camp for kids in foster care. You must have a dozen stories from the time there. Is there anything that maybe stands out, something you can share with us?
Yeah, so I started actually, there's a camp called Royal Family Kids Camps. It's a camp across the United States and worldwide. These camps will bring in kids who have a record of abuse or neglect. My world was changed. Mm-hmm. And so as a 19-year-old, I'm getting to hang out with kids who've had a much more difficult life than I have. And so from that time when I was 19, I just kind of got hooked on sharing this love of God with kids that may not have ever heard this story. My goal was to just come back. Every summer, I was just going to come and I was going to be a counselor and I was going to work there. Instead, God called me and led me to start my own camp. And really, this is, to me, was a testament of what God can do when he puts a call on your heart. This was never something I thought, oh, I'm going to go direct a big ministry someday, but I just took each little step as it came. And as God put something on my heart, I just kept moving. And this camp actually has still been going on, even though I'm no longer a part of it. And hundreds of kids have been able to come through to learn about the love of God, to learn that there's people that love them. And it's just been such a wonderful part of my life that I just never saw coming.
Oh, that's cool. Well, you've had some other interesting jobs too, haven't you?
I have. So we were talking earlier about my fun job. I used to work at Dixie Stampede in Branson, Missouri. And if you've never heard of it, it's very similar to medieval times. And the servers take part in the show. So during regular season, you are a Civil War soldier, either on the north or south side. And then when you hit Christmas season, you are an elf, either on the North Pole or the South Pole. And so you actually get to go down into the arena where the performances are, and we have a dance that we do, and then we come up and we serve, and we just play characters. So it kind of fits in with my theater training. And then another job that doesn't really seem like it fits, but was one of my dream jobs, is I've worked as a researcher for historian, and we researched the founding fathers. Mm. And that was a dream job because most of my day I just sat around reading in a library and got it to learn all sorts of new facts about our founding fathers, about the time of our country, what their thoughts were, what their beliefs were. And I also got to edit and work with words, which is where I found I have a love for editing and writing. It does seem like I have a lot of eclectic jobs in my background, but surprisingly, they've all kind of brought me here into this new role that I have.
Yeah, you said it perfectly. It's a very eclectic work background. And you also have an interesting educational background because you have degrees in both English and psychology. Now, I totally get how the English degree makes sense with Odyssey. But how do you apply your psychology training to the job?
I actually think my psychology training is more helpful in my job because majority of my job is interacting with people. And it's interacting with people that don't know much about Focus on the Family, don't know much about Adventures in Odyssey. And so my job is to be able to gracefully negotiate with agents in Hollywood, with actors, to work with other departments in the ministry. And so understanding people, understanding how to communicate with people has been an invaluable skill.
You know, before joining our team, you worked in Focus on the Family's constituent response area. Now, those folks are great. I mean, they work so hard answering phone calls and emails and letters and so on. How is Odyssey part of your work there?
So the people that work in that area are heroes to me because they are on the front lines and they're really handling a lot of difficult situations, a lot of hurt that's out there. But Odyssey was a really fun part of what we did because we are the blog monitors for the Adventures in Odyssey Club. So we get to see all the comments that come through. Every comment is monitored and read before it's approved. So we would go through and read everything, make sure that it fit in with the guidelines that we had. And we also would get some fun phone calls from Odyssey fans or people having some fun Odyssey questions.
Well, take us to that next step in your journey here at Focus, going from constituent response and joining the Odyssey team.
Yeah, so I really don't know how that happened. I think God just kind of opened the door and I walked through it. I never really thought, oh, I'm going to work for Adventures in Odyssey someday. And when that job became available, I actually wasn't going to apply. And my husband was like, oh, you would be perfect for that. Just try it. So it's like, all right, yeah, I'm never going to get this job. So I applied for it. It's one of those things where I blink and I was like, oh, I now work for Adventures in Odyssey. And I really was not part of my life plan. But God sometimes, and throughout my life, he's always kind of thrown my plan out the window. So I've just kind of followed where he leads me. And sometimes it's some crazy places.
Yeah, well, you're the first Odyssey coordinator in a long time, maybe ever, to have children who are in the target audience of Adventures in Odyssey. You want to give them a quick shout out?
Yeah, so I have Daniel, Ariana, and Kyrie. All three of them listen to Odyssey. And both of my girls became Christians listening to Odyssey, actually.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
Well, how does being a mom impact how you approach the work you do for the show?
I think one of the things that it really helps with is that I have specific people in my mind when I'm listening to a new episode, when I'm trying to make a judgment call on something. I can actually think, okay, do I want to have to discuss this issue with my daughter? Do I want to bring this up with my son. And so that really helps me to know whether or not this is the right target. If we're listening to an episode and they're kind of like, yeah, this isn't really for me, it helps me to know, okay, so what do we need to do differently next time?
Well, I'll tell you, I've really valued your contribution to vetting comments. You talked about doing it for the blog. You've been doing it for the club as well on the message boards, and having a mom and your sensitivities speak into that. I think it's probably a very comforting thing for parents to know that another parent is sitting at the controls there.
As we speak, the team is actually getting ready to fly to California to record new episodes. So I'm guessing this has got to be a crazy busy time for you right now. So just talk us through what goes on right before a recording session.
So this is definitely my busiest time. So right before a recording session, we record sessions usually about four times a year. And we all, not all, but most of our team flies out to Burbank to record it because that's where all our actors are. So my job as coordinator is to make sure that everyone is where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. And that can get really complicated because of the way we record our shows. We record them family style. So it's very similar to theater. And whenever I put on a show, you would have to have all the actors there, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same way when you record something for Odyssey, is you have to have all the actors there for that episode at the same time. That can get really complicated when you're working with busy actors who also are often on television shows or doing other voiceover work, are sometimes flying to New York to do voiceover there. So I work really closely with all the agents that represent these actors and make sure that we have their schedule, we have their availability. So the closer we get to the session, the more emails that are flying back and forth. I will have hundreds of emails coming in and out each day, just making sure and confirming we've got the right people coming to the right place, the right studio at the right time, because a lot of times we have different people going to different studios and we need to make sure that each person knows where they're going, what script they're doing, what role they're doing, if it's different from normal. And so all that communication lies at my feet. And so if something is not to happen next week, it would be my fault. So so I spent a lot of hours just making sure we have all of the details taken care of.
Yeah. And no matter how hard you try, there's usually something that flies in from left field, right, that you got to navigate at the last minute. You've done a great job of that. You recently attended your first Odyssey recording session. And during that time, you met with a number of the agents. How did it help to get face to face with them? And what did you learn from them about Adventures in Odyssey?
It was really helpful to be out there. So I didn't get to see as much of the recording session as I would have liked, but the agents were amazing. And we worked with some really great people. And that was really nice to just kind of put a face with the name, because I'd been working with them for over 6 months by the time I met them. They really hold Odyssey, in high regard, mostly because of how their interactions with us go. They think that we are very kind. They think that we...
No, they know that we are very
that's
kind.
That's true. They yes. do know. They know that we're kind. They also really think that the show is high quality. So their actors enjoy working with us because the scripts are high quality. And so that's a feedback I got quite frequently from a lot of different agents, that the actors really enjoy working with us. Most voiceover, the actor will show up in the studio by themselves. They'll read all their lines by themselves and then they'll leave. And because we record family style, the actors get to know each other. They kind of become a little family and they have a lot of camaraderie. They enjoy coming into the studio. They enjoy the interaction. And so if we are making the actors happy, the agents are happy as well.
You know, we've learned a lot about you so far, but it occurs to me maybe it'd be kind of fun for our listeners to get a piece of trivia about the Odyssey team that maybe they don't know. So start with Bob here, because he's in the studio, and maybe give us a little piece of trivia.
Uh-oh.
All right, so in my opinion, writers should all like coffee. I mean, all writers, all creatives like coffee, right? Bob does not like coffee. I've tried many times to get him to order a Starbucks drink, and he will not do it. He refuses to do it. So it's very confusing to me because he's also an early riser. I don't understand how he can wake up so early and not drink coffee.
Okay, enough about me. Talk about somebody else.
Well, I'm going to go on the coffee theme. So Nathan Hubler also does not drink coffee. I don't understand this because he's also extremely energetic and does not drink coffee. However, Dave Arnold really likes good coffee. He's very particular about his coffee, which I appreciate because I am the same way. Like, I really like good coffee, and if it's not good, I won't drink it. So I feel like we have some camaraderie there, but I feel like Nathan and Bob need to work on their writerly creative coffee skills here.
I love it. To get serious again, how has this job affected your spiritual life? Because so many of the shows have that deeper spiritual meaning. And maybe what has God taught you during your time with the show so far?
So there are moments right before a session where everything seems out of control and you just think, there's no way this is coming off. And whenever I get to that moment, that's when I step back and we need to spend some time with God. So I sit and I pray. I pray over the entire session. I pray over the actors. I pray over our team. And usually after that, that's when things start coming together and it starts to flow. And I really realized, because this job can be extremely demanding and stressful, that if I ever get to the point where I think, well, I just need to work harder, I just need to try more, that's the point where I'm getting out of line with God and I need to get back to God's, this is God's show, and this is what God's putting together, and I'm just the tool. So I need to let him be the one in charge and just step back and let him start putting the details together. So it's one of those things that you put your faith in action a lot on the show, because you are called to do a lot of different things in a lot of different ways. My job is so different that I'll be doing something different from minute to minute some days. And it just really helps to make sure that I'm aligned with God first. And if I'm not, I can really start to see, oh, I'm getting frazzled, or I'm letting the stress get to me, or I'm letting these issues get to me. And this is the time I need to step back and let God take over again.
It's so true. I say it all the time, but it's like, we're not that good. Right. I mean, it's God that brings it all together. Yeah. and really through the power of his Holy Spirit, just has it make that impact that Odyssey has had for over 30 years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Jesse, as you could tell from our conversation today, when we hired Jennifer, we knew we were adding somebody very special to our team. She's lived up to the expectations every step of the way. You know you're not allowed to leave now, right?
That's right.
Well, Jennifer, thanks for giving our fans a chance to get to know you a little bit today.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
We really are blessed to have Jennifer on our team.
Oh, yeah, and it was so great talking with her today. But that's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
You can join the club at aioclub.org or download those Valentine's cards at witsend.org/valentines.
And stop by our podcast page to let us know what you think of today's episode, or just to say hi. We're at witsend.org/podcast.
You can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY or send us an email at questions@witsend.org. As always, so many ways to keep in touch. I'm Bob.
And I'm Jesse, reminding you that with God in your life, every day is an adventure.